This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Us to explore the world of your health and well-being. Good Day Health on the air, and this opportunity presents itself because of the intelligence of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a cardiologist practicing in Florida. His clinic is called Lake Cardiology, which is in suburban Mount Dora around Orlando. In a couple of weeks, I'm going down to visit Ken. We all should get together, have a big party. You can go to Ken's office anytime, no matter where you are. Make an appointment. Get him to check you out from head to toe. That's really what's important. All of us need to know what's going on all over our bodies. So if you want that connection with him, it's calling 352-735-1400 that'll make the connection. 352-735-1400. Meanwhile, you can always connect with us. Matter of fact, we've just installed, I think they're workable, Carol, you can tell me, we put a button on the Good Day Health and at the DGV show for you to ask questions. So you can just go to gooddayhealthshow.com, not only for the podcast, but you can ask a question anytime you want to. Record your message, and it'll air on one of the programs when we get to that particular subject matter. So that's a public service. That's at gooddayhealthshow.com and djvshow.com. Meanwhile, there are the usual things. I say the usual because the usual is unusual, or the unusual is usual, in terms of all of the journals, the medical journals that Ken studies every week. Always comes up with a half a dozen to a dozen items that affect you. This is something that we'll talk about when you do my blood work, the PSA screenings. The fact that there has been, I don't know if argument is the right word, Ken, but there certainly has been discussion about the value of PSA, prostate, what is it? I don't even know, remember what it stands for, but it's getting your prostate blood level kind of checked. I remember, was it 10 years ago, people said, oh, we shouldn't do this, this was not necessary, it'll do harm to you, blah, blah, blah. Now, as usual, science disproves itself because this study is pretty much just the opposite, right?
Well, I don't think it's science disproved itself. It was it was commissions that interpreted the data that was available to them in the manner that they thought they did. This had been
a double speak.
This had been a big controversy by a government committee that got together without any urologists on it and had recommended, in the time frame you're talking about, that, you know, not to use the PSA anymore. And hopefully this will now put this to rest, because this was done in Sweden, this study, and it was also done with the equivalent government board in Sweden recommending to the doctors not to use the PSA anymore. And the head of urology, who's actually a female at the University of Gothenburg, with one of her students, this was a doctoral thesis, and they put out a big press release from the University of Gothenburg this week, because this is a very important study. And what they did was they've concluded that PSA screenings have reduced prostate cancer deaths by about 30%. And this research done in Sweden was based on data of 20,000 men monitored for more than two decades. So this is the best up-to-date study on this whole area. And hopefully it'll put to bed this controversy where these esteemed committees of the government have decided in the past that it does more harm than good, and this clearly shows that it does more good than harm. The men's initially measured PSA levels proved highly significant as a predictor of future cancer risk. So the recommendation is that men between age 50 and 70 should talk to your doctor about a PSA test. High risk and very high risk men should consider at age 45 and 40 respectively. And in due respect to those who were on these commissions in the past, I hope this has settled the debate and we can move on from here.
All right. So when do you remember when we first, well, I think every year I've been to you, and that's been, what, 12, 13 years I've gone down to see you for a physical, maybe 14, and we've always done the PSA, and I think that in years before that, I've always had it done.
Well, you were ahead of the curve here, and you wanted the PSA regardless of what the government commission was recommending, and you wanted the PSA, and we added it, and fortunately, it's been helpful. But and this study, you know, I have a brother who's a urologist, and he has always told me that that commission had no urologists on it, and the urologists were not happy with that. And I think this will finally put the whole thing to rest.
Yeah, well, let's hope so, because it's important for men. What's the equivalent for women? Is there?
Well, the women don't have a prostate.
No, I know that, but it's female...
Well, we're worried about their cervix, their ovaries, their uterus.
Right. They have cancer issues in their reproductive areas as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and, you know, they get pap tests. Now they get these tests for antibodies to viruses and looking for cervical cancer. And, yes, and they need to be screened on a regular basis for cervical cancer, uterine cancer, ovarian cancer, breast cancer. So women have their unique set of screenings for cancer, and this is a unique to male because only males have prostates.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the import here, if you're going to a good doctor, he's going to want to see your PSA number, and that's part of the blood work that gets done with, again, any good annual physical. They're going to have that number along with lots of others, two pages of information. You want to go over just for a second, as an aside, kind of the things that are in the blood work test that people need to have done every year that you advise for your patients when you're giving them physicals, and whether they do it annually.
Well, I think most internists, and you know, you have to individualize this. One size does not fit everybody, and it's all about individualized medicine. But I think there are some common ingredients that I think everybody should get. And, you know, I think a fasting cholesterol profile once a year is an excellent idea. Hemoglobin A1C, which is a 90-day average of your blood sugar, is a wonderful idea. I think getting a chemistry profile, which looks at your kidneys, your liver, your ability to make some of the important proteins in your body, your electrolytes, that is something I think is a good idea to get once a year. And I like to get, in most of my patients, adults, I like to see a TSH, which is a screen for thyroid, as part of their yearly screen. And then sometimes we'll add a vitamin D level, and then sometimes, depending on age, we'll get a PSA, and depending on sex. And then you have to begin to individualize based on either their prior history, their family history, or what medications they're on. Then these lists for testing for blood is individualized, because I don't know if you've ever seen the lab book. It's pretty thick of all the possible tests, and you can't order everything on everyone.
I did took a couple of years ago, went up to New Hampshire to get blood work done. Don't you remember that page? We had like about 12 pages of
that,
stuff. It cost $900
right.
to get the blood test.
You did that personally, and you know that's not something that your insurance will pay for, because that's beyond what most people feel is.
But I wanted to know. Jack Stockwell put me onto that idea, actually.
But no one will, fortunately, if you want to pay, no one will get in your way.
No. Well, but I thought we got a lot of good information out of it. Didn't need to be repeated every year, but there was a lot of good stuff in there, and even I was actually looking at it yesterday because I'm getting ready to go down, and I get the records out to bring with me when I go to see you in a couple of weeks. And I looked at all that stuff, and I still don't understand what some of the things were. I think
you had some viral titers and some bacterial titers in there that were kind of interesting, and Yeah. You know, just demonstrated a prior exposure, but not active infection. I think, you know, that was really pulling into the weeds to try to understand it.
Yeah. Dr. Ken Kronos here with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. In a moment, virtual doctor visits, are they good or not? First, though, let's talk about your gut, the health of your gut. Life Change Tea is at the ready, and actually a great service element for your body to clean your body out. The rest of your life depends on how healthy your gut is. And if it's not, if it's loaded up with all kinds of parasites and garbage and things that are not particularly fun to talk about, you'll want to take advantage of this opportunity to go to getthetea.com. That's where you get Life Change Tea, the website, getthetea.com, and get this perfect blend of all natural teas, organic teas made, grown in the USA, blended in the USA, that will cleanse your body from those intruders that come in because you don't eat good things. And we all run around and eat stuff fast. Use the DJV code and it'll be shipped to you free. That's getthetea.com. A cup every day. I have it. My intestines are clean, clear through, and deodorized too. You can be sure of that. I want yours to be the same way. Get it and feel better. Life Change Tea, highly recommended, super strong to clean up, but it tastes good. You don't have to add anything to it. It just tastes good and does so much good. Life Change Tea at getthetea.com.
This report is brought to you by Pilot Flying J. Pilot Flying J is launching its new app, designed to make travel easier for everyone on the road. Use the app to find Pilot and Flying J locations, check fuel prices, and save money with exclusive daily offers on popular items. Tim from Pilot Flying J.
The app makes traveling easier. Find fresh food and clean restrooms, save 3 cents on gas, and get great deals on snacks and drinks. Traveling in an RV? Check the app to find stops with RV fuel lanes, dump stations, and propane refills. And for professional truck drivers, Pilot Flying J wants to make your day easier. Save time with quick access to roadside assistance, route planning features, parking and sharing reservations, and mobile fueling.
Get a free drink every day in April when you save the exclusive offer in the app and use the app at the time of purchase. Download the Pilot Flying J app today. Standard data and message rates may apply. Terms and conditions apply.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
One of the great things about offering this service to you is the way it can be delivered. There are lots of different ways. We do podcasts of Dr. Ken's visit and Dr. Jack's visit every week. The Good Day Health Show website is the source for these podcasts. Most recent one from Ken, we discussed the study that indicates 44% of doctors are facing at least one burnout condition. We also, or Ken explains what actually happens to your body when you smoke pot. And the question is asked whether or not you know the relationship between cancer and suicide, what the signs to look for are when your children may be suicidal. And then you can find out by listening to the podcast why some people actually sleep better on a full stomach, the serious effects of flu with pregnant women, a lot of information. Yep, Ken always gets the flu and the pot into every conversation. That's always the flu. And you can always count on one story for both of them every week. Get the story behind the story podcast now at gooddayhealthshow.com. 21 after the hour here on the Good Day Health program.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Love for yourself. That's what's important. The Good Day Health Program, podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with me from Lake Cardiology. I'm Doug Steffen. Next person or next item on the list of things that have been screened by Dr. Ken from the journals, a survey about using virtual doctor or having virtual doctor visits for the benefit of the audience that doesn't know what that means. That means you go to your doctor on Skype or something like that. How's he going to check your prostate if you go to him on... I want to see how that works. Get a prostate exam on Skype. That'll be good.
You never know where the future will go, but based on the technology...
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You're telling me that you can envision having a prostate exam on a Skype screen?
I don't want to close any doors. With robots and virtually...
What finger are they going to use? Yeah.
Did you think when you were a kid that you would be talking on your phone, with your watch and seeing people like Dick Tracy?
Yes, because Dick Tracy was popular when I was a kid.
Right, but did you ever think you'd have a Dick Tracy?
I always talked to his watch.
No, but did you think you would have one in your lifetime?
I don't have one, but I gave one to somebody.
But it's easy.
It's interesting how it worked.
Simple to have one. It's no big deal. So I don't close any doors. Anything's possible. But based on the technology we have currently, I think this is a huge growth area in medicine. And this is going to, there is a shortage of physicians right now and primary care people and specialists and all of the above. And this is going to, I think, take up some of that slack. And in fact, this was a study done at one of the Harvard hospitals, Massachusetts General Hospital. And, they often are a leader in medicine and innovation. And they really like it. This is published this week in the American Journal of Managed Care. The quality of your care will not suffer is the conclusion if you choose video visits with your doctor for follow-up care, according to the study published this week in the American Journal of Managed Care. The appointments are conducted online using a computer or a tablet and a secure applications. Patients value uninterrupted time with their doctor most, Doug, and they put up with a lot of nonsense with all these other challenges that are required required to come see us. And here is a way for them to see us without having to deal with all of the challenges. Obviously, we can't do physical exam. Obviously, this is not good for an initial complex visit, but for simple follow-up, for going over things that don't require touch, you know, for a dermatologist to look at a skin rash, this works really well. For a psychiatrist to do some therapy, at times this works well. You know, and for even for a cardiology was done for following up studies, to answer questions, to reaffirm on prevention, teaching. There are parts of what we do that can very well be done in this manner, and I think this is going to be an area that's going to do nothing but get bigger. So if you don't like it, you'll still can come. No doctors is going to close their office on this, but this is just going to be another way to reach us, and I think it's going to get even bigger.
Yeah. All right, let's see what's next here. For women, this applies to my daughter who had IVF, in vitro fertilization, and what it doesn't do, because I think a lot of people thought it would increase birth complications, but apparently it doesn't, right?
This is good news, and we may want to get back to this, because this is a bit of a study, because more than 5 million children have had this.
All right, so that plus the focus on, well, there's some good news and bad news still in these surveys, yet to be discussed on Good Day Health, but that'll come up in a matter of moments here, including an overview of what's going on in Oregon with the measles, coming up on Good Day Health, 28 past the hour.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
How is it spring already? Didn't you just make a New Year's resolution to lose weight? How is it 4 months later already and the weight is still there? Don't put it off another second. Calitrin is easier than any other resolution or diet plan you've tried. Take it just once a day. That's it. It's even safe if you're diabetic.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I have regained my energy. I have regained some mental clarity. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186, and I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
So I got the Calitran, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitran works for weight loss and more. Check it out at toploss.com. That's
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump toured the border and parts of his 30-foot wall Friday in California.
Whether it's asylum, whether it's anything you want, it's illegal immigration, can't take you anymore. We can't take you. Our country is full. Our area is full. The sector is full. Can't take you anymore. I'm sorry.
Meanwhile, California Governor Gavin Newsom denounced the president's comments about getting rid of the U.S. asylum system, saying such rhetoric disregards what it means to be an American. The president said he thought Newsom's views were unrealistic.
Governor Newsom honestly is living in a different world, and that's a very dangerous world he's living in. And if he keeps living there, lots of problems for the people of California. They don't want that. They want to be secure. They want to be safe. And not only asylum, but many other things.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Looking to get onto the road to wellness? Start your journey with the Good Day Health Podcast. Go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play. Or you can find the Good Day Health Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcast. Back with Your Health in Focus, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. Find the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. So what our objective here is to go through information that's been published, research, so you can see how things are progressing, maybe in an area that will help you. So this whole business about drugs from Canada, how will getting drugs from Canada help us? Good idea or not?
Well, individuals today, Doug, get their drugs sometimes from Canada, because in Canada, which is in a world market sense a very small drug market, what the Canadians have been able to do by their federal laws is limit the price that the drug companies can charge the population for their drugs,
even though most of these drugs are made in America.
Exactly. And I think the drug companies have put up with it, so to speak, and not resist it, because it's a relatively tiny part of their world market, and, you know, it's just not worth them going after this for bad publicity.
Do you ever prescribe for your patients drugs that they have to order online or can order online?
Well,
is that something that's done frequently now?
Well, it depends on your insurer. Often your insurer will have an opinion where you need to go retail for your drugs. And then some insurances don't have an opinion, and then people have the opportunity to shop and pick their retail outlet. And sometimes when you shop, it's best online, by mail, at the local pharmacy, and that's just like shopping for any other product. But the interesting novelty about Canadian drugs is that, yes, they are cheaper than American drugs, but it's been this gray area. It's really not 100% legal to do this.
Why?
Because
the drugs have such, the drug manufacturers have such control over the process
that,
and the congressmen.
That is one opinion, but the fact is it's against the law to import drugs from a foreign country and as an individual citizen, but people do it, and there are these online pharmacies from Canada and people buy them. And I'm not justifying it, but it is what it is. But what is interesting about this is that Governor DeSantis here in Florida has proposed making it legal to allow Americans to import drugs from Canada. And according to Governor DeSantis, he has spoken to President Trump, who supports this idea. And President Trump would be able to give sufficient okay to ensure federal approval that has not been granted in the past. So the news out yesterday and today is that Governor DeSantis is going to make this proposal. President Trump has approved it, and suddenly it's will be legal to import drugs from Canada. And this will hopefully then put a big dent in the cost of drugs. However, I don't think Canada would have enough extra supply to make a meaningful dent in our drug prices. And the drug companies will limit what they sell to Canada, and the Canadian government will make sure they do not lose their supply to us. So although this sounds like a great idea, and I want to commend Governor DeSantis for doing anything possible to lower the cost of drugs, I think in the long run, this won't have a big dent because Canada doesn't have enough drugs to really send them in mass. It's different than when one person buys a drug from Canada than when the whole country starts trying in mass getting their drugs from Canada.
This is a huge condemnation of the drug companies and how much they charge. Matter of fact, isn't there some law that's been proposed? There's some legislation before Congress now to limit what drug companies can charge.
I mean, in the current climate, I'm sure somebody has made that proposal.
Yeah. Well, it's something, it's an interesting, as you say, interesting overview of the realities of how people, again, it's another way of looking. It's the system, and
it's a clever idea.
It is a good idea.
It's a clever idea, but in reality, I don't think it's going to have a big dent because Canada doesn't have that much to give up to us on a large scale.
Watching it will be interesting. Okay, next, the health risk of knockoff perfumes. Something that I think we were sort of focused on getting some more information on that. What's the difference between a knockoff perfume and a regular perfume? It's all same kind of stuff, isn't it?
No, well, knockoffs in the trades are people who try to imitate the real thing, but just use a lot less costly
product. Happens in every industry.
Absolutely.
Knockoffs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they just undercharge, and sometimes you think you're getting the real thing for a lot less price. But bargain hunters need to be warned because fake designer makeup and perfume may contain toxic cyanide, arsenic, urine, or even rat droppings. And where this originated from was detective in England issued this advice after more than 500 suspected counterfeit items were seized in a raid on a fake perfume factory in London at the end of January of this year.
How do you, but fake perfume, it sounds silly almost.
Well, they try to make it look like the designer brand, but it's not.
Yeah. All right, so buyer beware, caveat emptor, as the Romans used to say. Speaking of that and warnings, Ken has a serious problem, and I guess by saying that you would be too, if you are buying young blood infusions to improve your health. And I guess I don't know really, is this, I don't really know what this means, young blood. You go buy somebody's blood who's younger than you are and use it? What does this mean?
This is an idea that came out of a physician in California. Because There was a study done in mice where you hook together. I hope I don't aggravate anybody here, but I'll try not to get too deep in the weeds, but they actually sewed together an adult, old mouse and a very young mouse.
So, what do you mean? They did it.
They actually surgically connected them. So that
they cut the mice in half and put two different mice together? Like a chop shop for a car.
Somewhat similar
chop
to that.
Chop shop for a mice.
So their circulations mixed. And what they found in this animal study was that the older animal started to show signs of being younger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So this one doctor who studied this then did a study of 100 people where he actually infused the plasma, that's the liquid part of blood, from 20-year-olds into elderly people. Yeah. And he thought maybe he had improved somewhat the quality of their health, but it was not a well-controlled study. It was not a controlled study. It was not done blinded, and it was only 100 patients, and it was never published. But based on this physician's 100 people individual study, never published, and his animal work, he started opening clinics throughout the country, offering for $8,000 to $16,000 approximately. Don't quote me there. Approximately what I've read. I don't know how accurate that is.
Ambrosia Medical is what it's called.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And he offered to you come in on your own, pay cash, obviously no insurance, and they'll infuse you with young plasma if you're old, hoping to cure certain diseases.
Where are they getting the young plasma?
From their paying
people to give them that blood. Yeah.
Exactly. And there's obvious risk to infusing plasma into you.
Well, but let's think about who gives blood for money. People who need money, who may be drugged. Who knows what's in the blood? I guess that's the question.
The obvious problem is you're at risk of getting infectious diseases.
Right.
They're also, you can have allergic reactions to the proteins. But the big concern is transmission of infectious disease.
Well, so maybe somebody ought to do a study,
a real study
on this and see what happens. I think it's intriguing. The idea is intriguing.
That is what the smart thinking scientists are saying. They're not saying, you know, this is crazy, just forget about it. They're saying, young doctor, you got ahead of your time.
Yeah.
Let's do some good studies and see if your idea is true before we open up clinics. That's what I think the smart thinking people here
One would
saying.
Wonder how this relates to stem cells or to bone marrow transplants from younger people. You could do the same. The theory wouldn't just be blood plasma, but
let's
any
do
part
a controlled, double-blinded study and enough
somebody
people.
Somebody will do that. Yeah.
And before we start opening clinics. And I think,
there's a lot of money in this, actually. Somebody's going to put the money up. Some VC or some venture capitalist.
I think it would be interesting research.
Yeah. All right, good food for thought. Dr. Ken here. I'm Doug Steffen with a word on creating a fabulous look, a fabulous smile, fabulous teeth, that grin, that smile, your most unforgettable feature, unless you've got ugly, yellow, yucky teeth. If you do, call 800-208-1797. Mention DJV. You can't get this deal online or any other way. Call 800-208-1797. The deal is simple. You get power swabs at half the retail price from Dr. Ginniger directly, who developed them. Try these power swabs. You'll love them. You'll be telling other people. They'll ask you, hey, what happened to your smile? How come it's so white? You'll tell them, just call power swabs. Get them for yourself at 800-208-1797.
This report is brought to you by Bausch & Lomb. Age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, is a progressive eye condition that impacts central vision and is a leading cause of vision loss in adults aged 50 and older. To support the estimated 16 million Americans living with AMD, Bausch & Lomb created SightMatters.com, a new educational online resource. The new website features personalized tips and tools that will help patients with AMD learn how to create an action plan to manage their condition and offers them the opportunity to join a supportive online community of others living with AMD. Although there is no cure for AMD, there are steps that patients can take as part of a plan created with their doctor to help reduce the risk of AMD progression. This includes getting a comprehensive dilated eye exam once a year so they may catch the condition early on. For more information on AMD and to create your action plan today, visit www.sightmatters.com. www.sightmatters.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Good day, health. Doug Steffen here with the news about a new weapon in the war on pancreatic cancer, which took Steve Jobs, Patrick Swayze, Michael Landon, among others. It's lethal, and you get it, and you die fast, and there's more of it. It's on the rise in America. So, thinking about those victims and others, maybe you know somebody, most of us now in our lives know somebody. I know someone who's in the hospital right now suffering from this horrible disease, pancreatic cancer. It was the fourth leading cause of cancer deaths just 5 years ago. Now it's third. Experts predict that pancreatic cancer will rank second among cancer deaths, right behind lung cancer, in the next year or two. Unlike breast cancer, prostate cancer, and colorectal cancer that have been falling, the detection that's used, better treatments are available, that sort of stuff. Immunotherapy does not work. It's worked on those cancers, but it doesn't work on pancreatic cancer. So, there are a team of researchers taking a new approach, and the work is being done at the Sammons Cancer Center in Dallas. The team there has received a multi-million dollar grant to create a test that will pinpoint pancreatic cancer so that the genetic markings can be detected when there's still a chance. This sort of falls in the hand of some of the conversation the last couple of weeks even about somebody, I think it's in Canada, finding a so-called cure for cancer. There are all kinds of cures for cancer around. The cancer industry doesn't want you to have that at your disposal because it puts their industry out of business. But if you're obese, you're more at risk. So let's keep our hopes up for some new weapons in the war against cancer. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, a couple of other comments here from Dr. Ken. Johnson & Johnson has been subpoenaed because of the problems with their baby powder, all kinds of litigation, asbestos in baby powder. So what do you recommend to people who need to have jock itch or they need to dry baby powder butt, you know, I mean, whatever it is that you need that talcum for, what's the right brand?
That's a good question.
Thank you. I thought it was.
You know, I don't have a good
answer.
Don't
buy Johnson & Johnson, that's for sure.
Right.
Look at the label.
You want to stay away from baby powder.
Period.
Yeah, I will have to research that one for you. Uh-huh. Having no babies around and not right. using that product, you know, it's not around.
Yeah.
Is it but I'll research it.
Yeah, let's talk about it maybe. When we get together next time. The other thing I saw that was interesting, loneliness, bad for your health, back to the heart and broken hearts and real hearts and how they get together. Pretty amazing.
Stress is just, in any form, is bad for the heart.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology. Want to go see him? Call his office, 352-735-1400 for Lake Cardiology. And Ken Kronhaus, 352-735-1400. This is Good Day Health. We'll be right back.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
After the hour on Good Day Health, and this week Doug is traveling through Ireland. He speaks with guest Brian Nolan today about the Irish healthcare system and natural foods and remedies being used in Europe that Americans should know about.
Brian Nolan is here now at Good Day Health. The focus is on what is appropriate in Ireland when it comes to the bank of organs that are donated and used here. We have a system in America, but I thought you could tell us a very interesting story about how organ donors are handled here, and a special way. We're in Galway, where you are, and there's a park that's been dedicated to people who are organ donors. Explain, please.
It's a unique park, the only one in the world, as far as I know, and they have stones there from every continent and from every county in Ireland. The stones that they got from the continents, they have a stone from the hospital in South Africa, from the hospital that Dr. Christian Bernard did the first heart transplant, and they have a stone from Chicago, and so on. So it's there because a lady whose son was killed in a car accident, she was devastated. They had harvested his organs before he died, and he gave his eyes and his kidneys and so on to someone. And when a year or two later, she decided on doing something positive. So she built an organ donor park, an existing park that was decrepit and not used and sort of certainly disrespected. So she's made this a stunning place to go, a haven of peace and tranquility, and I suppose reflection. And if you want to remember someone who's died, or someone who's on a waiting list or in trouble right now with their organs, kidney failure or whatever, on dialysis, this is a place to go and meet like-minded people. So people wander in and out all day, some bring their kids there, their dog there. It's a park about 2 acres and beautiful, beautiful plantings and stunning stonework, all done by Mike Walsh, the guy from the cottage who built the Claddagh Cottage.
We're in Ireland this week for a conversation with lots of different people about lots of things culturally, historically, what it's like to live
in this country would Americans be curious? There's so many Irish in America, and so many Americans want to come to Ireland. It's like a crisscross.
It certainly is. And we had spoken earlier about celiac disease.
Yes.
And I had mentioned to you that that I felt that the Irish nation, the people from Ireland, have the highest incidence of celiac in the world. Curiously, lots of Americans discovered that they are celiac sufferers.
Yours truly, including.
Okay. And they are intolerant to gluten and whatever wheat products and so on. And they discover to their amazement, if they do a DNA test, which you can do easily in America nowadays, that they have Irish ancestry. And I think that that is a lot of the cause of gluten intolerance in North America. We were meat eaters, disconnected from Europe. Our people had, the Celtic people had walked there 30,000 years ago across the ice bridge that connected Europe to Britain and to Ireland. And then one day the ice melted. We were stuck in Ireland, a little island, uninterfered with for 30,000 years until about 1000 AD. So the arrival of the Vikings and then the Normans and then the English. So prior to that, our native diet was hazelnuts and seaweeds and, of course, meat. We had lots of meat, deer and antelope and buffalo and bear. We had 23 different words for bear in the Irish language. There's no bears in Ireland nowadays. We had wolves, we had also, and of course, beautiful fish from the sea. So I don't know, we ate much grain. Grain was developed in Europe. It took thousands of years to develop the grain we now know about. But of course, we didn't have any of that in Ireland because no one came to us. There were no boats. So we were uniquely meat eaters. And eventually, that showed itself in an intolerance to wheat. It's an interesting fact. Oddly enough, we're not allergic to beer. We drink a lot of Guinness. Curiously, Guinness is very low in gluten.
Is it?
Yeah, and there's another one called Murphy's, which has nearly zero gluten. So it's an interesting...
So Murphy's Law is...
Murphy's Law, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no gluten.
And you know, Murphy was an optimist.
Really? I'm not surprised. I heard that, right. All right, give me 60 seconds on seaweed and whether fishing culture here. There's a river in Galway that's has terrific current.
It roars along at 30 miles an hour, the Corrib River.
It's loaded with salmon.
It's loaded with salmon, 8 to 18-pound salmon. You can catch an 18-pound salmon in the center of our city on a fly rod.
Wow.
Okay, you have to buy a license. It's €100 for the license. You can catch 8 salmon during the year if you want to. I use a hand grenade. It's much easier.
Of course it is. So, the seaweed component to help.
Seaweed. We've eaten seaweed because, again, we didn't have those grains that you had across Europe. And we've many thousands of different varieties of seaweed. So we've used it as a health cure, as a cure for colds and coughs and whatever it be. And pretty much a cure for anything else that ails you. If it doesn't kill you, it can cure you, probably.
All right, there it is, the story of eternal life from the folks in Galway in Ireland. Doug Stephan traveling. Brian Nolan is here, who's an expert on pretty much everything. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.